Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, July 21st. More pressure. The big event in the Skywatch today is Saturn re-entering Libra, which is his favorite sign, at 8:09 a.m. this morning. Saturn is now lining up opposite Uranus in early Aries, and both of these big boys are moving into a square with dangerous Pluto in Capricorn. Today marks the beginning of a giant cardinal T-square forming in the heavens with these three planets. Cardinal signs want to go, do, jump into the river, start a new company, shoot first, talk later. Thus, the danger for all of us is in not counting the high cost of our actions and or in biting off way more than we can chew. Better to play it cool, conservative, and safe over the next few weeks. One good use of this cardinal energy is cleaning up files and messes. Pluto will be happy to help you out. The only other marker on Wednesday appears at 4:42 p.m. when the moon squares flirty Venus. Eh, well, that's nothing, and clear skies follow for the rest of the evening. If your birthday is this week, July 18th through the 24th, you got to know your limitations in 2010, late Cancer and early Leo birth signs. Opportunities will be around as lucky Jupiter and Uranus both trine your sun in your new solar return, the chart of your new year. That means this is an exceptional year when you can make fortunate changes in your life and reinvent yourself with new clothes, skills, and attitude. You just have to know when to quit and not go overboard. Jupiter will also square Pluto in your no solar return. Excessive spending and empty promises can lead you to divorce, bankruptcy, and trouble with the law in the months ahead. This is a very good year to let go of people and situations that are not really on your wavelength or not healthy. You may also need to make an apology to someone for a matter from the past. Do it. Tie up loose ends. Clean out and give up stuff you don't need. Be open to new experiences, and I bet you have a banner year, Cancer and Leo, as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning. This is Stacy Apple, and I am delighted to be hosting this hour of Seeing Beyond in Bonnie's Place. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back with all of you again, and I'm going to be taking a lot of your calls during the show. So the studio number, if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, is 415-543-8255. Again, that's 415-543-8255. I'm a psychic and a medium, and the name of my business is Second Sight Extraordinary Readings. I'm a psychic, a medium, and I'm also a writer, and I teach creativity classes as well as intuition and tarot. I do readings for clients internationally, and I have office hours in Pleasant Hill, and I do readings at fairs and expos, two of which are coming up, and I'll tell you about those in just a few minutes. The readings that I do are called reflection readings, and they're very different from what you might think of as the movie kind of psychic reading in which a psychic tells your fortune. I am clairvoyant, but the readings that I do are really readings with you, not at you. So that together we come to some clarity about what's going on for you, what's been going on, what might be about to go on for you. not using a periscope to look far into the future and predict a future event, but to actually make some sense of the current dilemmas or answer some current questions or maybe even do afterlife communication. So it's a little bit different from fortune telling. In fact, it's quite a lot different from fortune telling. And I think that distinction is important because there's an intelligence to a good reading, no matter who does it. It resonates somewhere within you. It gives you a feeling of safety, at least in most regards, but unless you've been in heavy denial about something, it gives you a feeling of sobriety, of safety, of illumination, not a leap that you have to take into an unknown idea or a belief system that really doesn't suit you. So I'm pretty ham and egg. All that said, I also do afterlife communication, and I bring in messages from people and pets who are no longer alive in the usual sense. So there's a lot to a reflection reading, and it can focus on one issue or look at a number of them. So I do readings in my private practice. I do them at fairs and expos. And we're going to talk a little bit about the nature of intuition today and friendship and connection and romance and the usual grab bag, because I think these shows often are more fun when we introduce a grab bag of topics rather than stick to one. Quan's going to be standing by to put through your calls to me. So if you have a question about a relationship or anything else, again, give us a call at 415-543-8255. The two events that I mentioned that are coming up where you can have an in-person reading with me, which you can always do at my office in Pleasant Hill by appointment, but there are two very fun expos coming up. The first one is this coming Sunday in Concord, and that's the Concord Holistic Living Expo, July 25th. That's this Sunday, 10 to 6. At the Concord Crown Plaza, and I have free passes for those. So if you would like to call me or email me, you can do that by calling my private number at 925-295-0244, 925-295-0244, or you can email me at secondsighter, secondsighter, at AOL.com. And my website is www.secondsightings.com. So the Walnut Creek Crystal Fair is the next one. That will be in August. That's August 14th to 15th. It's a two-day fair in Walnut Creek at the Walnut Creek Community Center. And again, I'll be doing readings both days. First day, 10 to 6. The fair goes from 10 to 4 the next day. So this Sunday, Concord Holistic Living Expo, and in August, the Walnut Creek Crystal Fair, August 14th to 15th. I have a discount pass for that as well. I've already got a call, so let me take this call, and then we'll get into some content. And caller number one, would you like to tell me what your name is and where you're calling from? Hello?
Yes,
hi,
this is Sylvia Carillo.
I'm sorry, what is it?
My name is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Gatos.
Super, and do you have a question or a comment, Sylvia?
Well, I have a question. I didn't know. I kind of wanted to know what you saw coming for me.
Well, that's pretty broad. Can you tell me one area that you're especially concerned with?
Area with my career and work. I've been out of work for 6 months now.
Okay, let me take a look at that, and we'll look at what messages we pick up. It's interesting, Sylvia. I feel like you're right on the brink of something, but you tend to shoot too low when you look at what's ahead. So I think this process has been about expanding your dream or expanding your goals, because you tend to undercut yourself by shooting too low. You are on the brink of getting something. I think you're going to have to examine very carefully whether that is a job that suits you or whether you're doing the same thing of minimizing who you are, because it's tempting to take this one. And that doesn't mean it's a bad one to take. If you're really low on funds, you might take it for a while. But I think, you know, the process that you're struggling with is raising your self-worth so that you look for something bigger and better. And it looks to me like you panic and take something that doesn't quite fit. Does that make some sense for you?
Yes, I'm a contractor. I've been trying to find a regular position now for a while, but as a contractor, sometimes I'll take something because I need to work because I got to put food on the table. But, you know, I've asked God, I don't know how many times now, for a long, because this has been going on for 3 years. I just, you know, I really want a place, a home now where I can stay. And
well, I think you're on the brink of doing something different, because a large part of your energy does not seem to want to go towards what you have been doing.
Well, I'm good at it.
Well, it may be that it's in a different way than you have been doing it. Because there looks like there's a bunch of jet lag on it right now, a feeling of same old, same old. And I think you can definitely pick up the hint there that there's something different presenting itself. If you keep doing what you have been doing, you're going to probably have the same result where it works for a little while and then it drops off.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're trying to shoot forward into something much bigger and better and more solid.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is it's not just a matter of logic. You've got to raise your self-worth and recognize that whoever chose you to work with them would be very lucky to have you. You're good at what you do. You're incredibly smart.
Mm-hmm.
So getting yourself behind yourself and saying, no, I really get to have this, runs counter to everything that you were brought up with. You were taught to minimize your dreams. You were sort of taught that the world's a tough place and you better be glad for the slightest thing. And in your case right now, that's a bunch of baloney. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. I hope that's of some help.
Yes, it does.
Okay, Sylvia, thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Now, it's intuition's a funny thing, and I think that Sylvia herself probably has a sense that she is in a process, that this isn't just a run-in with bad luck, that she's in a process of working on her self-worth. And there's no way to really speed that up with your intellect. The intuition knows very clearly the path ahead. And that's the value of having a reading. We can circumvent the circles that the intellect gets into. Einstein was a big fan of intuition. And Einstein said, there's no logical way to the discovery of these elemental laws. And he was talking about some big, big laws that he discovered. He said, there is only the way of intuition, which is helped by a feeling for the order lying beyond the appearance. Very appropriate for the Seeing Beyond show. Looking for the order beyond the surface appearance. And Einstein, we think of as a genius, I certainly do, and he was a big fan of lying in a field and meditating, although I don't know that he would have called it that. His best insights came to him with that sort of light bulb flash. They didn't come from hours and hours poring over equations, although he certainly did that too. But his real insight came in a moment when he was doing something else. And he began to really rely on that. And if you look up Einstein quotes, you'll see a number of very wise quotes from Einstein about intuition. So I think it's worth remembering Einstein when you are bashing your intuition in favor of the surface appearance of things, because this guy was a genius, and he used his in a wonderful way. We've got to go to a break. I'll be back in just a few minutes with another part of the show, and thanks for listening so far. This is Stacy Apple.
Are you one of those people taking mini supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com.
This Saturday and Sunday at East West Bookstore in Mountain View is their famous Psychic Fair, featuring 12 to 14 acclaimed psychic readers and holistic healing practitioners. It's a great opportunity to get the insights and answers you've been seeking at prices far below the usual fees. The Psychic Fair runs from noon to 6 p.m. each day, and also on Saturday, there's an evening kirtan and concert with Om Sweet Om, a great group of musicians from Half Moon Bay. More at eastwest.com.
Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, is offering listeners of Seeing Beyond amazing specially discounted rates on her private consultations and weekend workshops. Lisa helps clients to clear blocks so they are able to move forward on their soul's chosen path. She can also help you create more abundance in your life or look at relationship issues as they relate to past or present lives. With the divine guidance of the masters of the Akashic field, it's easy to find the hidden beliefs and fears that hold us back. Call 415-492-0262 now. That's 415-942-0262 now to receive $40 off a private consultation or $55 off a weekend workshop. 415-492-0260 or visit our website at akashicknowing.com.
Hi, this is Stacy Apple. You're back with Seeing Beyond, and I'm a psychic and medium. Our studio call-in number is 415-543-8255. If you have a question on relationship, career, anything you can think of, including afterlife communication, I'm going to be taking a number of calls today. So when we left off, I was talking a little bit about intellect and intuition, which go hand in hand. They're not in different camps. Our intuition is the basis of our intellect. The intellect is a data collector, and it can't collect good data if your intuition isn't already operating. And the example I always like to give is driving, because you could study a manual and know everything about how a car works intellectually, but if you're not using your intuition on the road, which I hope you're doing right now if you're listening in the car, if you're not using your intuition on the road, you're not going to be able to be a good driver. You're not going to have that God-given sense that, gee, that guy in the left lane is about to cut in front of me, or I need to slow down a bit. You're not going to have that just through intellect alone. So we are always using our intuition in one way or another. And I think to really use yours in a way that helps you, you have to get out of the myths about it, that it's the movie type of thing where a voice in your head says, don't open that door. That can happen, and many people have had experiences of that, and certainly that alarm bell is one facet. But I think of intuition as a quieter intelligence that helps us see the underpinnings of things. Instead of reacting to a person seems to be mad at you, the intuition says, they're really sad right now, and they're using anger as a cover. And it might really affect the way you treat them if your intuition is giving you the real lowdown. So intuition is a great thing. It keeps you safe. It keeps you interested and intrigued. Life shouldn't be boring if your intuition is operating. Boredom is often the experience that we have when our mind has separated things out and our intellect's running the show, and it does get boring because our minds quite naturally have limits. So the intuition is always leading us into new territory. A psychic reading, which is what I do, is a great way to circumvent the conflicts that the intellect gets into. The intellect adds up things in column A and column B and says, well, there you have it, and I still don't know what to do. So a psychic reading can help you get to the deeper feelings beneath that. And it would be great if we all trusted our intuition already, but I think there are so many misunderstandings about it that it can be tough to access yours. So while you don't need a psychic, it can be very helpful to access that inner voice and see what's in the way of doing that. Faith is another part of using your intuition, and faith is quite a lot harder than listening to an inner voice. I think having faith in the forward movement that you're in, having faith in your forward direction, no matter what your circumstances, that's really the hard work of spiritual growth. It isn't getting smarter. It's having some faith that there is support around you, that if you're in crisis, there's a reason for that, and there may be some things to look at, but it isn't yet another punishment from the fickle fates. There's a great quote by Khalil Gibran. He says, "Faith is an oasis in the heart, which can never be reached by the caravan of thinking." And I think that's a beautiful description of the difference between that mind that wants to control everything and the faith that's actually kind of a simple but profound current that keeps us swimming forward. One nice thing about living intuitively or beginning to trust that inner voice is that you remember that life is full of surprises. The mind, the intellect, and I'm differentiating between intellect and higher mind, which is made up of your intuition and your inner genius in my book. But the intellect has a way of reducing life to some very simple parameters, and that's both discouraging and it's not accurate. So when you're living intuitively, life is very full of surprises, which we need. I'm going to tell you a story that I'm quite fond of because it happened to me, and it always stuck in my mind. I was on my way to dinner with an old friend in Rockridge, and this was somebody that I hadn't seen for years. His name was Nick, and he was a writer, and he lived in New York, and he used to live in Berkeley, so I was quite happy to get his call that he was coming in, and we arranged to have dinner in Rockridge. And I picked him up at the BART station. He got off the BART, and I had already parked my car, and we walked to the restaurant. And as we walked to the restaurant, we passed a paraplegic on a street corner who was using a signboard to talk with some people near him. And I realized that he must be asking for directions. And they were with him quite a long time. We stood at a stoplight and watched. And it was very laborious. He was trying to spell something out. And I couldn't help feeling like, wow, you know, those people are really patient. I don't know if I'd have the patience. So Nick and I walked to dinner, and then he decided he wanted to put his backpack in my car. So we walked back the way we had come to my parked car, and again, the paraplegic was still there with the two people. And we passed by a third time on our way back to the restaurant. The paraplegic was still there, and the two people had gone. And he gestured to me. He clearly wanted some more help. And I thought, I couldn't help thinking, and I felt very badly about it. I thought, oh, there goes our dinner reservation. But I wasn't going to not stop. So I went over, and he was spelling something out, and I asked my friend Nick to wait a minute because I knew the guy needed help. And it was a long, long time before he completed spelling something out with his pointer and the signboard. And what he spelled out on this board was, "You are beautiful." It was the sweetest thing. And I looked up into his face, and he was laughing and laughing. And it was just the biggest blessing. And it was something I really needed to hear because I was feeling extremely shy and uncomfortable with my friend Nick, wondering what he was seeing after all these years, how I'd changed. And here is this good Samaritan spelling out, "You are beautiful." So I had it backwards. He was the helper. I was the helpee. And that story stuck in my mind because we get so into our idea of ourselves, and the universe in a heartbeat can flip it around and remind us where we really are in our hearts, in our processes, and bring us someone like this wonderful man who I learned later is a figure, a brilliant man at UC Berkeley. At a reading, I mentioned him, and someone knew exactly who I had spoken with, although I didn't know him at all at the time. So the universe brought me a genius to give me a gift and bring me back to myself and give me a wonderful, wonderful surprise. And I think that that is often how life works. If we're willing to let go of our idea of our self-interest in the forward movement that we're in and not have the boundaries of our particular egos and ideas about ourselves. That can be really uncomfortable. Don't get me wrong. If you're going to let go of your definition of yourself and be present and wait to see what happens and have some faith, it can often be very uncomfortable. I think that is the hard work, excuse me, of spirituality. Again, our studio number here, and we're going to be back in a few minutes with some more juicy talk about afterlife communication and skepticism and all kinds of great stuff. Our studio number today, if you would like to call in, is 415-543-8255. I'm Stacy Apple. My website is secondsightings.com. That's SIGHTINGS.com. My number, if you'd like to schedule a reading, is 925-295-0244. And I'll be doing readings this coming weekend, this Sunday, at the Concord Holistic Living Expo. I have free passes for that. It's at the Concord Crown Plaza Hotel. You can email me at secondsighter@aol.com, SIGHTER@aol.com, or you can give me a call. And there is also the Walnut Creek Crystal Fair coming up in August, from August 14th to 15th at the Walnut Creek Community Center. And I'll be doing readings both days. This information is also on the Seeing Beyond website. If you're driving and or don't have a pen, you can always go to seeingbeyond.com, and all my info is there, both on today's show listing and also on the past guest list. So no need to scramble or pull over to the side of the road. Okay, so we'll be back in just a few minutes and take some more of your calls and talk some more about intuition.
You know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. The next weekday class is July 21st, so save the place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You don't have to live that way. Call Lancer Chiropractic and not only get reduction of symptoms, but increase your energy, vitality, and fitness. Do it now and help your community at the same time. Receive initial consult, exam, x-rays for $75 and 5 cans of food donated to Second Harvest Bank. And this is good through July 30th. So call Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale at 408-245-5454 today to make your appointment. That's 408-245-5454. You can also visit them at LancerChiropractic.com.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're back with Seeing Beyond. This is Stacy Apple, psychic and medium. And I've got a couple callers who've been waiting patiently on hold. So I'm going to go to those, and then we'll talk a little bit more about intuition. John, I think you're caller number one. Are you still on the line?
Hi. Thank you very much for your show, and I look forward to the Crystal Fair in Walnut Creek Community Center.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like the stones and the crystals. I really got into that. And I just had a question for you. I received a 4 or 5 CDs from my mother from going back to 1959 to 1986, which is the last year one of my brothers graduated from high school. And it was basically slides that were converted into CDs, and there was a stack of CDs. And there was a letter attached, and we haven't talked in 7 years. And it was regarding about false memory syndromes and bad things that happened between me and her in childhood. And I thought I got rid of, you know, all the feelings over this and worked through it and everything, but it brought up a lot, and it sits in my garage, you know, in the package still, and it seems like it has a lot of energy around it. And I don't know whether to send it back, write a letter, and then, how you write the letter and then let it go out into the spiritual world, or actually just write a letter and tell her I love her and let it go at that, you know?
Well, that's a really good question. I wondered if you could clarify a little bit. Is your mother talking about stuff that she did to you or things that she suffered herself?
No, that she did to me for 12 years, some infancy to age 12, And so basically she came back and talked about Eleanor Lufkin and false memory syndrome and all this stuff and the false memory society.
Is it an excuse in your mind? Is it something that she's using to excuse what she did?
I think it's more like a defense, you know?
A defense,
and, yeah. I went through Mr. Quigley up at the Alchemist Hypnotherapy about a month ago, and it kind of released a lot of... kind of opened up a lot of things more, you know.
What's your mom's first name?
What's that?
What's your mother's first name?
Pat. Patricia. I don't know where to go with this because it has a lot of energy.
My quick answer, and I think that's a really good question, my quick answer is that Pat is deeply depressed, and I don't know if she was when you were growing up. She certainly has been sitting on her depression for a long time.
Okay.
She's not actually working on it. And I agree with you that this is a defense. I have compassion for your mother, but in my mind, this is bait. When I look at the energy of it, this looks like bait. It looks like an effort to embroil you in taking care of her emotionally, and it's on a subtle level, but she's saying... Come be a part of my fantasy about myself.
Come be what?
Come be a part of my fantasy about myself.
Okay.
In very simple terms. That's what she's doing with this communication. And there's, you know, we could say there's also a good intention behind it. She's a healthy part of her, which is buried underneath layers and layers of damage.
Right.
Is trying to make contact with you, but it's not in a good way. You know, if she were seeing a therapist, she'd call up and say, gee, we've been out of contact.
Right.
I would just like to know how you are. That's not what she's doing. She's trying to embroil you in something very sticky. And do you have a sense of what you'd like to do? What's your instinct about this?
My instinct is to write the letter, and then I guess you either tear it up and flush it down, or you light it, you know, light it and let it go into the air. I can't remember how you.
Okay,
do
well,
that.
I don't think that you need to do any kind of ceremony about it.
Okay,
I really don't. There's, you know, the feeling of being invaded by this is very distinct, and. Writing a letter and burning it is, you know, I mean, that's an act you can do, but I wouldn't waste the match.
Okay.
I really wouldn't. I would go in the direction of, you know, your mother is pretty damaged. She has no idea how to make real contact, and this is sticky as all get out, and I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. If you feel inspired to call her up and say, hi, how you doing, at some later point. You can do that, but not when she's trying to rope you into something, and that's what this is.
Okay, all right.
And you don't have to keep them in your garage. You can toss them. You know, there's no value to participating in this, even to the extent of trying to offset it by clearing it, quote-unquote, from your field. That's not going to do it. You know, you're going to work on the mom issues now or
right,
in
yeah,
future when you feel safe, and that's what will clear it, not this act of hers. She can't really get at you, even though it feels like she already has.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So,
okay. Well, thanks so much for calling, John, and we can certainly talk more about it privately if
yeah, I will.
Like.
I'll give you a call. Thank you.
Okay. I think Barbara, you've been waiting very patiently. If you're on the line, are you still there, Barbara?
Yes. Thank you.
Excellent. And where are you calling from, Barbara?
San Francisco.
Can you speak up just a bit? The sound isn't coming through on this end.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. A little better.
Okay.
And do you have a question, Barbara?
Yes. I'm not sure whether I should have my right knee operated on or if I should just... try a little harder to make it. I really don't want to have any kind of an operation.
Can you tell me very quickly what the knee problem is?
Oh, I had torn the right meniscus some years ago, and it's hard. Sometimes it's okay to walk on, and sometimes it's not.
And when you say that it's not, is that because it's painful?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, let me take a look at this.
Thanks.
Well, there's two layers to this. You know, one is the idea that our bodies are always trying to help us, no matter what is apparently going on. And I think the knee injury to begin with was a way to slow you down and keep you in touch with who you actually are. You've got terrific depth and intuition, and while you didn't develop self-worth around those qualities, you're a remarkable person. And then the knee injury had the effect of bringing you back to a sense of vulnerability, to a sense of not being supported, to a number of issues that you needed to work through. So it's both literal and symbolic in that way. At this point, though, I think it has become a source of aggravation, of irritation, and I think anything that is going to reduce that pain and free you up is going to be a better way to go. I assume you've had physicians' recommendations about this, have you not?
Yes, many years ago, but I didn't trust the doctor, and I just they said the arthroscopic and so forth, but I don't want a knee replacement. Excuse me. And I'm just trying, I guess I'm trying to put off the inevitable, but I...
Well, my sense of these things is that if it's not time to do it, it's not time to do it.
Uh-huh.
And if you decide later on that you would like the operation, it will become clear to you.
Uh-huh.
Right now, that's not at all clear, and you know it.
Right.
You know, you're dreading the whole idea. I see some pain reduction that can happen simply by going deeper with the feelings it produces. And right now, as opposed to previously, it's producing a sense of aggravation, of irritation. It has that effect. Those are issues which need to surface anyway, with or without the knee, because you're way too accommodating. So your psyche, we could say, is saying, Barbara, it is time to get that anger to the surface,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to use the knee as a way to do that. It's
yeah.
irritating, it's aggravating, it ends up making you want to throw something, I would think. So So those are feelings which need to come to the surface as you allow those to come. The knee is going to ease up quite a lot. Your body won't have to take the hit for you if you're working on what's there to be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to suffer in silence, though. And I think anything that you have found or discover which adds to your comfort, whether that's swimming and keeping it mobile, whether that's ice, whether that's making an effort to walk three times instead of five times, you know, just to keep it mobile but not overdo. I think those things require paying close attention to yourself and your own sensitivity. I don't see it as hopeless, and I don't see an operation as absolutely required. I think you can change this, but the more immediate task is to go towards that aggravation which it's producing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and if and when it is time to do anything surgically, you will get a very clear sense, and you'll have what it takes to go through it, even if you have some reservations. Right now, the fact that you don't have those feelings, that doesn't mean you're in denial. It means it definitely isn't time to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Barbara.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
This last caller brought up an important point, which I've talked about occasionally on previous shows on Seeing Beyond, which is that our bodies are always reflecting in one way or another, in some fashion, our deep-seated beliefs, and they're there to help us. And I can't tell you the number of times when somebody has been overdoing and they will have an ankle injury or a knee injury or something to slow them down. And it doesn't look as if it's connected. Here's one facet of our experience that our intellects can't really get behind. But you can often see if you look at the time when you got sick and you had to change your career because of it or something like that, that in some way the psyche uses those ailments to help us. And there's nothing more unkind than looking at someone who is sick or injured and saying, well, how creative, you brought this on yourself. That isn't at all the case. And I have worked for hospice and in oncology for many years, and you can't do anything crueler to a cancer patient than give them the feeling that they need to sort through this on their own and that in some way they're at fault. That isn't exactly it, but often when things get too out of balance, our bodies are the last resort. If you have been a good girl all your life and anger is taboo, at some point your body is going to attempt to help you by creating a crisis. And it doesn't have to go that way. You know, we can note our emotions more thoroughly and the body doesn't have to step in. But if you've got years of patterning, it can be really tough to even see your blind spot, so to speak. We've got to go to another break, and I will be back with you in the last quarter of the show. This is Stacey Apple, and you're listening to Seeing Beyond.
You know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. The next weekday class is July 21st, so save the place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more. informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Back with Stacy Apple. This is Seeing Beyond. I'm a psychic and medium. My private number, if you would like to have a reading, either in person or over the telephone, is 925-295-0244, 925-295-0244. You can mention Seeing Beyond for a $10 discount on either a one-hour or a half-hour reading. And I do readings in Pleasant Hill in my office. The majority of my practice is by telephone, and both are equally accurate, which might be surprising. And I will be doing two upcoming expos this summer. The first is this Sunday at the Concord Holistic Living Expo at the Concord Crown Plaza Hotel. That's this Sunday, July 25th, 10 to 6. And readings are 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour. There's a discounted rate at an expo because you did the driving. So it is a nice economical way and a fun way to see a lot of vendors and hear some free talks. And I have free passes for that fair as well if you email me at secondsighter@aol.com. All my information is on the Seeing Beyond website, all my contact information. The next expo is the Walnut Creek Crystal Fair, August 14th and 15th at the Walnut Creek Community Center. That is always an exciting fair, and it's not just crystals, it's healers, and there's an aura camera and all kinds of great stuff there. So please meet up with me either by phone or in person or at the expo if you would like to. And again, Seeing Beyond listeners on a phone reading receive $10 off either 1 hour or a half hour reading. We've been talking about intuition today, and our last caller trying to decide about a very significant operation, which she may or may not want to have, brought up something that goes even deeper, which is how do we make decisions when the stakes are that high? And I am a big fan of waiting until the decision speaks to you. That can be really uncomfortable. We trust our minds, or our intellects rather, to add up the facts and come out with an exciting or at least a reasonable conclusion. But you may not have all the facts yet in a very important way. You know, Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, if they are lost in the woods, they don't rush off in one direction going, "I hope this is right." They wait, they stop, they settle, they try to get their bearings. If they have a compass, that always helps, but they may have to wait to get reoriented if they're in a place where they haven't been before. And I often think our growth is like that. You know, we reach a tangle in the woods, things look a little dark for a while, and we're so bent on, well, which way do I go, that we really begin to either panic or think that any action is better than no action. And that isn't always true. Our best decisions can be ones that are made after a long period of gestation. If you don't have an impulse one way or another, that's a pretty clear sign that it's not time to do anything yet. This isn't the same thing as stalling. And our last caller was afraid that she was stalling. I don't think she is, and I think that's the value of getting some outside reflection. I think she's wrestling with something very important that includes all her beliefs about healing and so on and so forth. There are a lot of deep underpinnings for that. So it's different from stalling to wait until a decision forms. It's more like waiting for the thing you're going to write about. If you're a writer, you don't want to just write garbage. You want to wait until something of meaning sneaks in, and it may take a while to trust that that is there. I've got a caller waiting, and I'd like to get him or her in before we have to conclude the show. Can you tell me what your name is and where you're calling from?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Oakland. It's Erica.
Hi, Erica from Oakland. What would you like to ask or discuss today?
I'm looking at, so much going on. I don't know what might come up, intuitively. But I'm looking at my finances and my relationship.
Okay, well, I'll take a quick look at both. Let me take a look at the finances and see what that looks like for you. You know, the finances do look a little stuck right now. I'll grant you, and I suspect that we're going to see why that is once we look at the relationship. So I'm gonna bounce over to the relationship. And who is the relationship with? What's the first name or initial?
Well, I think we just broke up, so that's why I was wondering if.
Okay, and what's the first name or initial of the person you just broke up with?
L.
Okay, let me take a look. And is L male or female?
Male.
Male. Okay, let's take a look. Well, I don't know if you broke up with L or vice versa, but L wants a caretaker, not a relationship, really deep underneath. L is pretty depressed. Deeply sad. And I think you quite rightly were feeling less and less connected to L. Does that sound accurate to you?
Well, definitely. I don't know about the depressed, but that's interesting. But definitely.
Well, the depression's hidden. But L is kind of stuck at a kind of juvenile level of development.
And, yes.
And certainly gets people to mother him by being Mr. Sadzak, and he hides that from himself. You're so feisty and intelligent and with it that your boredom was an excellent tip-off, because this isn't somebody that you could tolerate for a whole lot longer. And you have really been a gift to Al, do not get me wrong.
I know it. I'm just like, and I just feel so drained.
Well, no wonder. And Al could have continued quite happily with you being mommy forever in that way, or caretaker forever in that way. And it isn't classic mommy stuff. You know, you're someone dynamic, and he bounced off your energy and kind of thought it was him, but it's not. You know, you were holding up the two of you, which is exhausting.
So
that results in a kind of disconnect with yourself. And now you're working through that disconnect. I have no doubt that if we talked longer, we'd find a relationship to your role in your family, to some way that you were asked to be caretaker for somebody or another, because this comes naturally to you. But I think that's what the financial block also has to do with.
Okay.
It's really important. The last thing I'll say here, Erica, is that it's really important for you to get more realistic with the finances. And you don't have infinite energy or money. You can't give it away to people that seem to want you to take care of them, or you're not going to feel taken care of yourself. And I think that's what the finances reflect right now.
Well, I don't have a job. That's what I was wondering, dude.
Yeah, and I think it's set up that way because the universe is so bent on helping you cut loose from people like Al and to really use your resources. But you're smarter than all get out, you know, really smarter than most. And I think if you concentrate on the idea that you are in forward movement, you are going to land on your feet, that you can use your intuition to help you land the next thing.
Ooh, thank you.
Such I've got to go, Erica, but thanks so much for calling in.
Give your number again, okay?
I will.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. This is Stacy Apple. Remember, if you would like a private reading, is 925-295-0244. And my information is also on the Seeing Beyond website at seeingbeyond.com. This has been a wonderful hour with all of you. Thanks to all of you who called in. And if you would like a free pass to one of the expos or a $10 discount on a reading, you can contact me at the number I just gave or email me at secondsider@aol.com. Thanks again. I hope you have a great Wednesday and keep listening to that whisper within.